In Ukraine, where Joseph Lindsley is. Joseph, are you still in the mountains?
Yes, I'm still in the mountains. There's a, you know, for centuries, Ukrainians and the different tribes of Ukrainians that were in these mountains. This is where they've hidden here during epic struggles between East and West. There have been many battles fought here. And there are these secret places in the forest, in the mountains, called Kriivka. And it's sort of like a bunker where you can hide. And it's a big tradition in Ukraine. In fact, there's a restaurant in Lviv called Kriivka, which is modeled after these bunkers. And it's before the pandemic, was the most popular restaurant in Europe. And so I'm not quite in a Kriivka, but I do feel a little bit of that that sort of sanctuary in the mountains.
Nice to hear, and also good to see another email that came in about our conversations. Marla writes, thank you for continuing to talk to Joseph each morning. I do consider it must-hear radio because I have learned so much from your conversations. Slava Ukraini. Isn't that nice?
Cyrillian Slava, Martha.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob.
No, go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I'm saying, the current situation now, you know, it's sort of a... It feels a bit of, I don't want to say doldrums, but it in the east it is and the southeast it's just a long slog right now. The Russians they've made a little bit more progress on the ground the past few days. That city of Bakhmut, the Russians are getting closer. They're maybe just a couple miles down the road from that city, and they continue to shell from in the north, the northeast, the Sumy region, Kharkiv city, Kharkiv region, villages throughout Donetsk. And then down in Nikopol, that city across the river from the Russian-occupied land, that district continues to get hit. Interestingly, the mayor of that city yesterday sent a message on Telegram to his citizens and said, there are no Russian troops on the roads near our city today, so I wish you a good working day. So the enemy is quite close, but people have to keep going. This morning here in this mountain village, I spoke with a refugee. She's a woman from the city of Mykolaiv. That's a shipbuilding city with a port on the Black Sea near Odessa. And it's very close to the occupied region of Kherson. And she came here as a refugee. She was out of work. And so she opened a coffee stand here in the mountain village. So it is nice to see people still finding ways to keep surviving.
In addition to being an excellent journalist, world traveler, and history buff, Joseph appears to be, remember those Dos Equis beer commercials, the most interesting man in the world? I think Joseph is the most interesting man in the world. My spies tell me, Joseph, that at one time when you were living in Philadelphia, you had an encounter with Russian agents. What was that all about?
It was a few years, just a couple years after I had escaped New York in a car chase when I quit working for Fox News, which is another dramatic story. And I worked for an eccentric billionaire because very few people would hire me after, with an enemy like Roger Ailes. And the billionaire let me live wherever I wanted. I was one of his advisors, and I chose Philadelphia for some reason. And I really enjoyed that city. I happened to live coincidentally in the Ukrainian neighborhood. Just complete coincidence and quite bizarre, I guess. And it was common for many journalists to get invited on junkets and trips to different countries. And so I was invited on a trip to Moscow and St. Petersburg. And I think this was 2013 or maybe 2012 and thereabouts. And okay, fine, a free trip. I stayed in the nicest hotels. Something about the itinerary looked a little too simple and basic. They were inviting journalists and American business leaders. The trip coincided with a Notre Dame, I think it was Notre Dame USC game that I really wanted to go to. So I hadn't yet fully agreed to go. And then my sister back home in North Carolina called me one morning and said, Joe, what have you done to our family? The FBI showed up at our house today and they were looking for me. So I met them in Philadelphia. And just to make it even more interesting, they wanted to meet, and there was a Starbucks near me, but there was another coffee shop called Mugshots. So I said, let's meet there. Mugshots, more interesting to meet the FBI there. And they told me that for maybe 15 or 20 years, this Russian cultural organization based in Washington had been bringing Americans who they thought had some influence or information on free trips to Russia. And the American authorities have been watching this group. And finally, they decided to make their move. And it turns out that the leader, the Russian leader of this D.C.-based sort of NGO worked for Russian intelligence, the FSB, which is the successor to the Soviet KGB. And they would bring Americans to Moscow. They would get them compromised, try to make some of them into double agents. And they've been running this racket for 15 years. So the FBI said to me, you can still go if you want. They said, maybe you can get, you know, share some information with us. I said, I think I might just go to the Notre Dame football game instead. I've had enough of the intrigue. And I said, there was a woman named Anastasia who I was communicating with. I said, what happens if she contacts me again? This is a woman from the Russian organization. And they said, oh, no, we've taken care of her. You won't be hearing from her again. Anyway, I did not go to Russia. I'm very glad I didn't, because I think if I had being in Ukraine right now, I think that would have posed some difficulties.
Yeah.
you've
got to write a book, and next time tell us the story about spending the weekend at Chuck Norris's house with no food. I heard about that. It's Joseph Lindsley, the world's most interesting man. Be safe, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.